This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new WBUR poll of likely voters in New Hampshire has found that Hillary Clinton still leads Donald Trump. But unlike in many other states where her lead has gotten a bit more comfortable, her lead in New Hampshire has narrowed. For more on the poll, we turn to Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey for WBUR. Welcome back, Steve.
Good to be here.
Steve, by how much does Hillary Clinton lead Donald Trump? And what do you think the shift says about the state of the campaigns?
Our poll found Hillary Clinton leading by 3 points when you include all four candidates. When you narrow it down to just Clinton or Trump, her lead's a bit bigger at 5 points. The poll's, I think, a bit different than what you've seen and seen nationally and in other states. You know, most places since the first couple debates have gone by, her lead's a bit bigger than this. But New Hampshire seems to be sticking a bit closer in the polls that I've seen recently. There's a couple possible explanations for this. One is that New Hampshire is the only swing state where Trump's advertising spending actually exceeds Clinton's. So that's one possible thing to look at. Another one is just that there is some reordering of states. You know, it's not, although New Hampshire over the last couple cycles has been very close to the national number in terms of the margin between the Democrat and the Republican. There's been some other states where it seems like that those kinds of relationships are a bit weaker than they've been just in recent cycles. So New Hampshire could be one of those. It's also worth mentioning that in 2012, at least, the polls somewhat underestimated the margin of the Democrat. So it could just be that also, that she may actually be doing a bit better than this when the votes are actually counted.
Mm-hmm. And the poll also tracked how favorably voters view these two candidates. What did it find this time around?
The dynamic is actually fairly similar in the sense that neither one of these candidates is viewed very favorably. 40% have a favorable view of Hillary Clinton. 34% have a favorable view of Donald Trump. And then when you ask them some specific questions, the numbers actually get even worse. When you ask about whether Hillary Clinton is honest and trustworthy, we're looking at 28%. And the key question, whether Donald Trump is a role model for young people, the question that came up in the Senate debate a couple weeks ago, 13% of New Hampshire voters say Donald Trump is a role model for young people. Only 33% of his own supporters say that. So there's a sense in which people's views of these candidates are inclusive of all of their flaws already, you know, that you're not teaching anybody anything new by telling them that Donald Trump's not a role model or Hillary Clinton is not honest and trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that Senate race. The poll also found that the race for Senate has tightened. Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan is challenging incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte, and that race is very close.
Yes, and this follows a long string of recent polls that, not in every case, but in most cases, have found this race very close. This poll actually finds it tied, exactly tied, with each candidate having 47% of the vote. A few undecideds left, but this one, I think, is very close by most estimations.
And one of the things a lot of people were watching for is how voters would respond to Kelly Ayotte's decision to drop her support for Donald Trump in the wake of all the Trump scandals that we've seen in the past week. And your poll asked what people thought about that, and 30% of people said she should have continued to stick by Trump. To what extent do you think this decision is going to be a problem for her?
Well, about three quarters have seen the video, so there's a lot of awareness of the event that precipitated these questions. And by about a 2-to-1 margin, voters think that the way that Kelly Ayotte approached it was the right decision. There's a partisan split, obviously, or perhaps not obviously, but not surprisingly. Democrats, by an overwhelming margin, say it was the right decision. Republicans are actually pretty evenly divided, and then independents also support her decision to withdraw support. But interestingly, Kelly Ayotte maintains very strong numbers among registered Republicans, as she has throughout this campaign. It suggests that any damage she may have anticipated in terms of Republicans who are going to vote for Trump who would ditch their support for her, it doesn't really seem like it's happened. She still has 83% of Republicans supporting her, which is about the same number of her own partisans as Maggie Hassan has supporting her.
And last but not least, your poll, the WBUR poll, also took a look at the gubernatorial race here. And this is perhaps the most surprising result of the poll. Democrat Colin Van Ostern's pulled ahead of Republican Chris Sununu. Now, last time we spoke, Steve, we talked about how Van Ostern had considerably less name recognition than Sununu, who comes from a prominent New Hampshire political family. Has Van Ostern closed the name recognition gap somewhat?
Van Ostern is a bit better known now than he has been. His favorable and unfavorable numbers really haven't changed, but a few more people have heard of him and just haven't made their mind up yet about how they feel about him. The big shift, though, really came in Chris Sununu's numbers, where in the poll that we did back in late September, his favorable and unfavorable numbers were about the same, 36% favorable, 35% unfavorable. You fast forward to the poll that we just completed, and now he's got, by a 12-point margin, voters are more likely to view him unfavorably. So those numbers have really gone down. Still, I would take from the body of polls that have been done on this race that it's a very close contest. Some have it on one side or the other by a couple points, and this is another one. Just given how many people still have to make up their mind about these candidates, it could very much go either way.
Well, Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Steve Cazella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey for WBUR. And you can find a link to the poll results at our website, nhpr.org.